I feel like we got to get better at asking questions for each other and expounding more. Instead of like reacting more, we should ask more questions.
Okay.
Even if it's obvious.
What does that mean? Elaborate, please.
Like I have it in my head.
No, I was just fucking around.
Huh?
Oh. I was just fucking around. Just said
you ass. Were doing it.
I was doing it.
You're listening to Nothing Important.
Here, I got an analogy for you. Gambling at the gas station is as shitty as a thing you can do as gambling at the fucking gas station. Because
that. Please enjoy the show.
This is the Nothing Important Podcast, your sauce for NASCAR and hairy nipples. I'm Brian, and with me as always is my co-host, Dave. Dave, how's it going?
I am tired this evening.
You look tired, guy.
Yeah, I've been editing video and doing all stupid shit all day.
Well, that's good, man. See, Dave, for anybody listening, is a professional audio engineer, and it's nice to see that you're getting a little busy working with bands and even kind of working on a movie.
Yeah, that's right, because I just said I was editing video all day, but I'm an audio engineer, yes.
Well, that's good, though, right? Like, you're kind of bridging the gap, right?
Yeah, I do. Apparently, I produce safety training videos now, so if anybody needs a safety training video done, hit me up.
Awesome. So, you know, I was thinking, Dave, I would say it's probably fair to say that there are a lot of people out there that I would consider, like, an asshole, right? Well, yes. First off, let me rephrase this. A lot of people probably consider me an asshole, but I'm totally okay with that. See, I own that, so I'm not really offended by that at all. Like, yeah, I could be a dickhead, but, you know, like, cause sometimes I could be despondent and flip it, you know, and I generally don't engage people when they're you know, trying to insult me or whatever. Cause
I would like to say that you do not suffer fools.
That is true.
You are quite assertive and confident.
Yes, yes.
And those are qualities generally attributed to assholes. I am what people call the nice guy, who is not assertive and inwardly confident, but not outwardly confident.
Mm. Well, you know, I just think, you know, it's important to be comfortable in your own skin. If somebody makes, you know, if that makes me out to be an asshole, then I'm an asshole. But right. You know who are super assholes?
Once again, many, many things are coming to mind, but what specifically are we referring to this
evening? People who buy lottery tickets at gas stations. I seriously, every morning, like I have a job where I got to get up pretty early, right? And it's not mm-hmm. even because my job starts at that time. It's just because I live in Chicago and travel to the suburbs from work. So there's literally like a 15-minute window that I can leave in and get to work in like 25 minutes. But if I like, if I miss that window on either side at 5:30 in the morning, it'll go from 25 minutes to literally like an hour and 45 minutes to get to work, which fucking sucks. Right?
Yes.
Every fucking morning, there's a BP gas station that I go to. It's run by a bunch of cool Indian dudes, super nice people. But every morning, there's this one guy that fucking pulls that fucking bullshit move where he has to take his old lottery tickets that he probably just got last night, and he takes them to the window, and even though there's no discernible way that he won, all fucking 15 of his tickets have got to be fucking scanned. And then, God forbid, the asshole wins like $5, and then he hands back the $5, gets another $5 scratch off cards. And the thing about this gas station is it's not even like there's a counter so he can like step to the right hand side, you know, like near the fucking candy bars and impulse buy section with like the shitty laser pointers and stuff.
Right.
It's literally like a parking booth in the middle of a parking lot. It's like everything you buy is like through a cash register drawer or like a bank teller drawer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this fucking dickhead every day, like will take his five fucking shitty scratch off tickets and like place it against the window and scratch them off and play the fucking lottery right there while everybody else is trying to get their gas to go to work. And I about snapped the other day and I stopped myself, but I was like, man, what a fucking dickhead. like, those people are the biggest fucking cocksuckers on the face of the earth.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree. Where I'm at, in the more small town, or shall we say rural.
Yeah, rural area.
Area.
Out in the boonies.
There's the gaggle of old people that like to come in and scan their tickets ever so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to sit there and call out all their numbers. I need 543 straight box. I need 7912 box. Whatever.
Isn't there like a piece of paper for that? Like, can't you just like...
Yeah.
You can fill out a sheet of paper
and run it through the machine and do it all yourself. But, you know, why do it yourself when you can have somebody else do it for you and hold up the line for 20 minutes?
There is like literally, I guess what they're trying to do, I wonder if it's like an addiction thing. Cause, essentially what you're doing is using the gas station as a casino.
Pretty much.
Like, it's like the shittiest, smelliest casino that you've ever been to is the fucking gas station.
I'm trying to think of a good analogy of gambling at the gas station.
Gambling. Here, I got an analogy for you. Gambling at the gas station is as shitty as a thing you can do as gambling at the fucking gas station.
Well, now they have the fucking machines set up where you can literally gamble, like play slots at gas stations.
Right. Yeah. Well, but like I said, this place is like a little shack, but it's funny that you mentioned the machine because you can buy lottery tickets out of a machine nowadays, right?
I was going to say maybe gambling at a gas station is just about as annoying as spraying gasoline all over the inside of a casino.
What makes me mad in this particular instance is that the gas station, even though it's a little booth, literally right next door is a fucking CVS with a lottery ticket machine. And it's not even like, I don't understand why they don't go there, because if you go in the CVS, it's air conditioned. I mean, it's open at that time in the morning. It's 24 fucking hours. It's quiet. You get cool, like, music pumping, you know, like late 90s alternative rock pumping through while you're playing your little fucking stupid $5 bingo scratch off. But no, these assholes want to stand out in the weather and the cold of the morning and hold everybody up and play their stupid scratch off tickets.
Maybe it's like the same feeling I get when I get a hot dog from the gas station on a drunken evening when there's a perfectly good restaurant right next door. But that gas station dog is just so nasty delicious at that time.
Yeah, nasty delicious. That's a great way to put it. You know what else is nasty delicious?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Well, Taco. Yeah, I think we talked about that before, but Home Depot hot dogs.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Does the Home Depot near you have hot dogs?
I don't think so, but I don't really shop at Home Depot very much.
Home Depot's hilarious up here. Every Home Depot sells Italian beef and hot dogs.
I think I've seen it. They got a little stand like in the corner or whatever.
Yeah, totally. You know, okay. And sometimes you go in the door and, you know, you got to get yourself a walking hot dog. and then you got to get an Italian beef on the way out that you can eat in the parking lot before you head home. It's super fucking convenient. I'm trying to come up with like an asshole meter. And right now, people who play lottery at the gas station are at the very top, because I feel that's like a severe level of dickheadery.
That's exactly the word I was going to say. For some reason, I wanted to confine that with tomfoolery. I was going to say dickfoolery.
Dickfoolery?
But okay, dickfoolery works. That's my new porno name.
Dickfoolery.
Dickfoolery.
I think it'd be awesome. Like, I was thinking of porn names the other name, and I was thinking of something funny like Curtis Hardbarf or something like that. Yeah.
But I think my all-time favorite's Dick Smalley.
Dick Smalley. if you're going to have like the top of the heap be people who play the lottery at the gas station, then I was thinking the bottom of the heap can be something we talked about before, and that would be people that open their door at the drive-through of fucking McDonald's. So now I think we need like a medium asshole, like the median dickheadery.
Median of dickheadery?
Right, because you got to have the average, right? Right. You gotta, like the average asshole, what would he be? Because like a really harmless but obnoxious asshole would be, you know, opening the door to order at the drive-through of McDonald's. Super big dickhead would be guy who plays lottery at the gas station, what would be the middle ground, run-of-the-mill, everyday Joe asshole?
The first thing that comes to mind is people that drive in your blind spot after you pass them.
Mm-hmm. So,
send me into a goddamn rage.
Well, that's just picking a fight.
I love doing that. You're on a two-lane road and you pass somebody and that suddenly they're driving in your blind spot. I will literally slam on my brakes just to show them I know you're there. Knock it the fuck off. Like, if you're gonna pace me, give me three car lengths.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're on a deer infested road. Specifically, this happened the last five times. If I got to make a move, I've had to make that move before. I've hit a couple of deer in my life. He's toast too.
For those of you that didn't know, Dave went through like a 2-month period where he hit three deer and got hit by two. Dave is the first person I've ever...
Slight exaggeration.
Dave is the first person I've ever known in my life that could be driving down the street and a deer would kamikaze right into the fender of his car. That happened twice.
I'm going to elaborate on this. It only happened once, Brian.
Twice.
What happened was I was driving home from a show of ours late at night. One of the few shows that I remained sober for so I could drive home. Wink, wink, fat, fat.
That was your first mistake?
No, I actually was sober.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm driving and I'm, you know, cornfields between Bloomington and Wilmington. There's a difference. I mumble. And I see a deer running through the cornfield. So I get into the far lane. I'm doing 70 freaking miles an hour. Get in the far lane and speed up because I see this deer is kind of on a trajectory to hit me.
Unpause.
So I see this deer is on a trajectory to intercede with the path that my vehicle is on. And somehow it timed it perfectly to run into the side of my car at 70 miles an hour. And I just see it hit and drop. And I just kept driving.
You know what? I just thought of something. Maybe that's not that uncommon of an occurrence. And maybe that's why people have to open their fucking doors when they order from McDonald's because they're getting hit by a deer and it's ruining the fucking window up mechanism. That's the only explanation I could come up with.
Well, I wouldn't have thought of that because I have car insurance and deer are considered an act of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went and got it fixed that week.
You know, act of God, he sure does a lot of bullshit for somebody who doesn't exist.
Well, as long as my rates don't go up, you know, long live Allah or whatever.
Hey, Dave, who do we got on the Misho music break this week?
We got Schroeder, and the single is called Heavenly off their upcoming album, and you can find them at thereal-schroeder.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, you know what? I actually listened to that a couple times while I was driving around and running errands from work. It's a very poppy, fun-sounding band. I like also how they have the three-part. They have a lot of harmony, a lot of background singers in it. So it's really well-produced. So I'm kind of excited that they sent us a single to put on the show.
You're listening to Nothing Important.
Things are about to get like pretty interesting here in my house because I have two daughters, a female dog, and a wife.
Don't talk about your wife like that.
Right, yeah. but now we went ahead and we hired an au pair. And I'm not
really... Au pair.
Right.
Yeah. Au pair.
I'm kind of excited about it because she's from Thailand. But really? she's never been to the U.S. before. She's from a small village in Thailand of 5,000 people. And I'm kind of excited for her because how awesome, like just the difference in culture alone has to be such a huge shock for her.
Well, the first thing that came to mind when you said that was that's how porno movies start.
Right.
And then you said she's from Thailand. So that's how horror movies start. She's going to bring in some grudge type shit around. All of a sudden your kids are going to be like talking to like, you know, some people that don't exist.
Right. Like they'll be talking to like spots on the wall and like I'll wake up and my like toes will be bleeding or some shit. Like,
yeah, you're going to find like dead mice laying in the middle of your kitchen floor.
But I just think that's like,
well, that's the whole point of an au pair, right? Is it's unpaid. It's an education in culture.
Well, no, it's not unpaid. We pay her a weekly salary. Like she'll pay, but she'll be living in our house.
Right. And so, it's a way to like immerse yourself in someone else's culture and learn how to raise kids that you have absolutely no common ground with.
Right. Well, and you know, my children, Nelly, she's incredibly
precocious.
Yeah. Like, and she could be really mischievous and she is not afraid of anybody. And I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, this poor little Thai girl is going to get her shit pushed in by a 4-year-old. This little blonde 4-year-old is going to stick her finger in her face and tell this girl where to go. and the best part is that she's stuck with us for a year.
Oh man. That's crazy. That is crazy.
That is, you know, but like, how exciting would that be? Because like, I've told the story before I met my wife, I was going to, you know, I was just going to pack up and leave and go somewhere. And, but then I met my wife and everything works out for the better. But, I'm always intrigued by the people who just like pack up and like, we're not just going to fucking Indiana. Like we're going to fucking India. Right. You know?
Just don't eat the beef.
Exactly. I just think that's fucking amazing.
Well, we know somebody from college that, it was one of the last times we spoke, actually. She was an au pair in Switzerland. I lost contact with her soon after that, so I never got to ask her a lot of questions about her experience. But that was the first time I ever heard what the hell an au pair was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watched this family's kids, and I learned about the culture and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You know, she's free to go. We do have a curfew.
Really?
Just because I don't want her going out getting drunk and then coming back to my house at like 2 a.m. and disrupting everything and waking up the baby and stuff. Well, I don't think she will, but yeah, it's just an overall interesting process. I guess they interviewed them a couple times and we did like three or four, Skype interviews. And then last night we had like a 2-hour interview with like the au pair liaison on this side of the ocean.
Weird.
Yeah, cool. Totally a weird. It was funny because going through the profile, what you do is you put, you put what you would want as an au pair, right? Like you can put the nationality, you can put the
age. Is it like a Tinder type situation where you just kind of like go by the first picture and just swipe right if you wanted to?
Swipe right, yeah, swipe up. Actually, but I mean, it kind of was.
It's like online dating. I would imagine it's kind of like a virtual buffet. I don't know.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to think of.
Because what you do is you put in your parameters of people that you want or the parameters of what you're kind of looking for. And then it gives you like a list and you can watch videos and they're all like 1980, like poorly produced YouTube videos of like, hello, my name is Charlene. I am from Germany. Yes.
It's like a dating America. Video from a shitty 90s sitcom.
It totally is. It totally. And it's so awkward because me and my wife are sitting there watching these like really weird, weird to us, but like, you know, these people from all over. And like one girl we found was from Germany, which would have been nice because, you know, most Europeans speak English as a second language, you know, their entire life. But
right.
All she kept talking about was how she wanted to come to America and like come to America. And I'm like, this bitch doesn't care about our kids. All she wants is like, you know, basically a guaranteed job in America so she can go get hammered and like, she can, you know,
well, that's American culture for late teens, early 20s.
Right. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's, I mean, all these up here obviously want to come to America for some form or fashion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I personally know a girl who was an au pair 10 years ago who is a neighbor of mine now, and she came over specifically to come to America and hasn't been to Brazil in 10 years. So, I mean, I know that happens, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's weird, like, you know, in adult life when you have to make these adult decisions because you're sitting there, like you said, like an online dating profile, mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, you know, like, that girl's kind of cute, and she looks, you know, like she'd be, like, cool to hang out with, but then you got to, like, separate. But they're coming to do a job.
That's like the equivalent of when you start scrolling through the pictures and you realize there's a beer in her hand in every single picture.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like it looks fun, but something's just kind of off about it.
Right. Or every picture is a selfie in your car.
Yeah.
Red flag. By the way, online dating people, huge fucking red flag if every picture of your profile is taking a selfie in your fucking car.
Maybe they just want to show off that they're gainfully employed, or at least that they have a good enough credit to take out a couple $1,000 debt, Dave.
And they don't pay attention to the road while they're driving.
I couldn't do it. I never, dating is weird to me because like I talk to my wife about this all the time. Because she tells me horror stories about, dudes she dated before me, right?
Hopefully it's before you, yes.
Right, yeah. I mean, afterwards, you know, I usually approve the guy and they go out and do whatever. But, yeah.
You get the second interview, yeah.
Right, yeah. You know, I vet them. You know, she does the phone screener. I meet them in person and then they go out, have some wine, and I'm probably make out. But no.
One of the best comments I heard recently was a friend of mine went to Vegas and his wife found $700 on the ground. And he said, why don't we get a $690 stripper and a bucket of popcorn for me?
Yeah. That's awesome. But the thing about like dating nowadays, because we have a friend who found his wife online, and I listened to Kristen's story, and I sometimes wish that I would have like dated more, because I had girlfriends, you know, like I had several girlfriends, but I don't think I've ever been on a date in my life. I don't think I ever was like, even with girlfriends, like in, because most of my girlfriends were in college. And it wasn't like I'd go on a date. It'd be like, hey, are you going to the party at like 606 East Cherry Street tonight? Like, yeah, meet you there. And then I didn't even buy like the $5 fucking keg cup. You know what I mean? Like if we went out to eat, like
you
if
just
I
dropped went out, the roofie in and took her home.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, it's playing the cards, right? You know, you got to stack the deck, you know, but like even if like we went out to eat for dinner, wasn't like me and my girlfriend at the time going out to eat. It was like, hey, we're going to Fiesta Ranchero. you're more than welcome to come along with, you know, it'd be like me and like 20 of my hungover friends. And then like my girlfriend would awkwardly be there just because she was, you know, there when we woke up in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I never dated. And it's, I spoke about it several times. I knew my wife a very, very short amount of time before we moved across the country together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very, very short amount of time. So when I hear people talk about like Tinder and Grindr and all these other things.
Grindr?
Oh, yeah. Look it up.
Is it like Tinder, but for
dudes?
Just
dudes, looking for dudes who want to grind on dudes.
Oh, okay.
Grindr. Which, right, hey, man, you got to give it. You got to give them credit. That's a clever ass name.
What's the girl version? Scissor?
But you know what? The thing about scissor, like all those names is you got to like remove one of the vowels.
Right. So
like they all have scissor. To have like a vowel removed.
It's
right. Yeah.
Scissor.
So it absolutely befuddles me. Like even eHarmony, like I can't date in real life, I don't think. I couldn't imagine dating online and wading through
profile. Well, you're profile. Supposed to find the person online and then date them in real life. Unless they don't live near you, I guess.
Unless you need them as an au pair. Right.
I just figure online dating profiles are pretty much bullshit. Knowing a few people that I know personally and then seeing their online dating profile, they're all bullshit.
Like it's everybody taking pictures from 10 years ago and putting them.
Yeah. And you can say whatever the hell you want. Like, oh, I'm this kind of a person. And then you're just saying that so that you will attract somebody. You're putting on airs.
Yeah.
I do the same shit a little bit, but I don't really use those.
Do you have a Tinder and all that stuff?
I briefly did, but apparently nobody liked to swipe right for me.
See, that's what I'm pretty sure would happen for me is my wife, again, she'll talk about like her dating life, and I'm like, I don't even think I've ever been hit on. Like,
well, so that's the thing is your wife's attractive, we are not.
Right, yeah, I'm totally Fred Flintstone, man.
I'm pretty sure that I've been hit on, just I don't realize it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is too, of like I've had a chance to hook up and hook up and spend the night with a lot more women than I actually have, but it's because I always get so caught up in having fun where I remember at least a handful of times where it kind of get late in the night. And I'd have to make like this weird decision with like a beer in my hand and be like, okay, I can put the beer down and I can get in the cab and I can go home with this chick. And then I look over to the right and I'm like, yeah, but my friends are over there taunting a bunch of beefy douchebags and kind of flicking beer at them. I'm like, I'm going to go join that party. Like, so I would always like give up a sure thing just to go act like a complete asshole with my friends. But no regrets, man.
No regrets, man. No. We had some good times. Thanks for choosing me over. Well, obviously, likewise, I would make the same decisions.
Well, yeah, it's
sometimes it's bros before hoes, and sometimes it's all good. It's chicken baby.
It's what?
I don't know.
Be sure to follow Nothing Important online at nothingimportantpodcast.com. Find us on iTunes, on Twitter at NotImportantPC, and you can also find us on Facebook. Nothing Important is recorded with help from Third City Sound in Joliet, Illinois. Thanks for being awesome.